And we end today with a new museum of old sound recordings. The Phono Museum opened in Paris in 2014, but it almost had to close last year. Emma Jacobs recently visited the collection of old and sometimes strange audio artifacts. Take a listen.
This is a recording made on a wax cylinder in 1898. It's rotating in a machine created by Thomas Edison, playing a poem about seeing ghosts at night.
Parce que c'est quelque chose quand même d'extraordinaire.
It's an extraordinary thing to be able to hear someone without seeing them, like you're doing right now. You hear my voice.
This voice belongs to Jalal Arau, the man behind the Phono Museum, and a guy fascinated by recorded sound and the machines that evolved to play it. He winds the handle on one of the oldest objects in the gallery, built in 1880 in Switzerland.
Celle-là, elle est de 1880.
It's a giant cabinet with what looks like an enormous mechanical music box under glass.
C'est la première étape par rapport à tout ce qui est ce qu'on appelle musique notée.
It's the first step towards what we call recorded music.
Arau and his wife, Charlotte, began acquiring what became the core of the museum's collection 25 years ago. On the weekends, they picked through Paris's flea markets and junk shops.
C'est comme la radio. Vous allumez la radio, par hasard, vous tournez, on change de station, et après, tac, vous tombez.
It's like listening to the radio where you scan randomly between stations until you fall on something that interests you. Walking in the market, you stumble upon something you like.
Eventually, they began dealing in vintage audio equipment internationally, and their personal collection took over their small Parisian apartment.
There was stuff everywhere, everywhere. What was fun was that our kids, they would play with the things when they were very young. We would explain to them how they worked.
They were also spending a lot of time explaining the same things to people who wandered into their shop near Montmartre. That's how they got the idea of opening a museum in the building next door. Today, the ground floor is stuffed with working phonographs and gramophones, ready to play for visitors. The earliest play cylinders, like this one, playing on another machine from the 1890s. These early recordings didn't feature new music. Because of the scratchiness of the sound, manufacturers stuck to classics of the time, so listeners could follow along. There are some crazy-looking machines, like one from the 20s shaped like a ski chalet. There's even one that played tiny records made of chocolate, now brittle and presumably very stale. Still, even with this collection, the museum hasn't gotten as many visitors as Arau had hoped. The city owns the building, and for a while, the museum owed more than $50,000 in back rent. They almost had to shut down.
On a fait le crowdfunding aussi, grâce à toute cette mobilisation.
We did crowdfunding, and all that mobilization created a different dynamic in talking with the city. It showed that there was interest.
They still have debts, but paradoxically, the threatened closure turned out to be very good for business. People who learned about the museum from the news coverage came to visit.
All of a sudden, people said, "Whoa, this sounds interesting. I'm going to go see it before it closes."
They're still talking with the city, but now, after this crisis, Arau can point to this support to show there are Parisians who really want the museum to succeed. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.